Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. It is 3:30 on Sunday, October 21st. Oh my gosh, and I feel like I'm just chilling for the day. It's really nice. I slept. You guys are gonna this for me. I slept till 11 o'clock today, and the dogs were excellent. They didn't even potty in the bus. They waited for me to get up. I heard them wrestling like at 7:30 or something. I got up and I. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. It's my day off. This is what I can do. I drank a beer. I took 3 Benadryls and I smoked some weed, ate some pretzel sticks and spinach avocado dip or spinach artichoke dip from Walmart. And I crashed until 11 o'clock. And where I park at Walmart is so nice. It's a spot made for me. It's perfect. And I'm going to go back there tonight. I think it's kind of my new spot. And between that and work. I've got a couple of spots now. But it's a pretty funny day. Because I had every intention of cleaning the bus today. I really did. I got up this morning and I said, oh, you know what? You ought to put everything in the counter away. And then you won't have shit bouncing all over the bus. And I said, oh, that's a good idea. I think I'll go to Value City, which is this, just great thrift store. It's Kyle. I don't know what makes it great. I mean, it's cheaper than Goodwill here. And they got a huge variety of shit. So, I mean, you just really can't bitch. And like I said, slept till 11 o'clock, put the dogs out. Then I came over here to Value City because I thought I might want to wear kind of like a uniform to work so I won't get all disgusting. And I thought, well, I pulled out like 3 or 4 shirts and, you know, and a couple of like real nice capri pants. And I thought, well, that'd work. And I thought, you know what? You're doing fine with what you got. What does it matter? Nobody's bitching. So keep wearing what you're wearing. So that's what I'm doing. So, but I did find a nice parking space right over by Value City. It's not super sunny here. Like I said, it's such a weird time. And you guys, you'll get a kick out of this because the women are wearing boots now, like crazy boots, like hunting boots, you know, like snow boots and like. You know, Uggs and, you know, riding boots and shit like that. Tom would call them hooker boots. And I think the look is adorable, but I'm like, you guys are in friggin' Georgia. Wear flip-flops, people. So, that's what I'm in doing. It's my day off. I'm wearing flip-flops, no shoes, no socks, no nothing. And I am going to wear flip-flops and sneakers for as long as I possibly can. I mean, I love the look of the boots and whatever, but it's like, nope, I'm good. I don't need to look like, I was looking at that today. I was looking at Dia and Co. And she's kind of like a plus size. It's like a subscription box kind of thing. And you can have a stylist put together clothes for you and stuff. And I thought, I just don't give a shit. I mean, I watched, probably watched about an hour of YouTube with, you know, cute girls wearing cute clothes, and I thought, I don't really give a shit. So needless to say, I'm back to square one. I'm back to square one with anything, because I don't really give a shit. And it's just because that stuff's not important. I guess I have a look. I might as well just stick with it. It's not hurting anybody. I don't know, but... Needless to say, I've decided that I'm not doing shit today. The dogs are totally out. Oh, they're so cute. You know, they're like cuddled up on the floor. You know, Calvin's snoring away. Megan's doing this little stretchy thing, and I'm just kicking back being a bum. This is nice. This is really nice. I hadn't figured out my hours from last week. It's just gonna be a big fat surprise. I think, like Friday this week, they figure out our hours. But I got 4 days up till then, so shit, I don't know how many hours I'm going to have. I'm going to have like 60, 70 hours. I don't know. I mean, I can't. I ought to figure it out. I'll ask Beth on Tuesday. But yeah. So I'm just loving this. I mean, and today I'm just being a bum. I have plenty of food sitting here in the bus. And
I might cook something, you know, I might make some, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. Yeah, now that I say it, I have no freaking clue. But I've got munchies, and that's kind of, you know, for a day off, that's all I do is munchies. But, Georgia is phenomenal. My job is phenomenal. The boss, I'm getting, and no one's bothering me, you know? I mean, I'm still a little paranoid, you know? I mean, I wait for somebody to come knocking on the bus, and I haven't had it. So, I mean, apparently, I must not be a problem. I mean, I mind my own business. I work a job, you know? I mean, I take care of my dogs. I mean, I'm not doing anything. And apparently, I seem to be harmless. And, it's a good thing. And there's still nothing on, you know, Uber or YouTube or Uber or Lyft. But it's not that big a deal. I would like to pick up the Uber or the Lyft so, you know, on Saturday night after work, I can take the dogs to a hotel, you know, and for Saturday and Sunday and Monday, you know, just kick back in a hotel maybe, but, you know, rent it one for like two nights or something. I don't know. I kind of, you know, bounce it off, you know, because then I could keep them there during the day and or at night or whatever and while I do Uber or Lyft, but we'll wait and see. They still don't seem to think that I need to do that. They seem to think I'll make enough money grooming dogs, and I'm just might. You never know. So I'll wait and see. But it's been a I haven't done any sightseeing or anything like that, you know. But I've taken Megan. Calvin, when you take him out for a walk, it's just business. He's just doing his business. He goes out, does his, you know, potties, and he's ready to go. Now, Megan, she just is looking for everything. She's on squirrel alert, rabbit alert, homeless person alert. I mean, just on every kind of alert. But I am watching the day just tick away, and I'm just enjoying being relaxed and being a mom. I think I'm going to hang out here until after midnight. And when I wake up after midnight, I think I'm going to go over to Planet Fitness. And I'm going to get me a shower and do all that shit and call it good. And then in the morning, I am going to head over to where I work. I am going to stop somewhere and get a couple cups of coffee. I got this. You guys, you have no idea. This is living. Because, I mean, I have no bills. it's pretty fucking awesome. And it's really fucking awesome. You can't even believe how nice it is. I mean, it's like living in Atlanta, having all of the benefits with none of the expense, and it is so nice. I mean, absolutely so nice. And I'm enjoying it. I'm definitely enjoying it. So you guys have a great day. Happy Sunday. And we'll talk soon. Yeah, hey. This is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. And I'm fixing supper. And you can probably hear it in the background. I have to have the bus running because I'm using my electric wok. And I'm just making... I had some sausage left over. And I had an onion and a potato. So I thought maybe I'd make like a frittata because I have a couple of slices of bread and that kind of deal. But it's really nice. I haven't used this wok at all since I bought it. And so I'm testing it out. And so far it's working great. It hasn't tripped the inverter, so apparently it must have done good on the size of my inverter and my skillet. So that's a good thing. And, I had a good day. I just kind of dicked around, I guess. I don't think I got anything. Well, I bought a couple of curtains, and I got the curtains set across the front. So I can sit in here with the lights on, and nobody else can see in. So that makes me happy, because I hadn't done that. So I just been sitting in the dark, and... I got smart. I got some candles, and they smell like, I think, apple cider or some shit like that, but they're really good. They smell nice. I got those, and I got a clip light that hooks on the top of the railing over my bed, so I've got lights to cook by. Now, it's a little more primitive than it was when I was in Illinois, but when I get a little more, I don't know, I guess when I get a little bit more in tune with what I'm trying to do with the bus, then I'll be able to get a little bit more done. But for now, I'm just kind of just getting by. But not doing too bad. I did go to the thrift store today, and I thought about picking up a toaster oven, and I thought, well, I don't need a toaster oven. I mean, there's nothing that I would cook in a toaster oven. I would like a little microwave. Walmart had these little tiny ones at one point, and it was like $35. But I don't know if we have one of those. You know, the one here at this Walmart is like the cheapest one here is $47, and I found one at the thrift store for $10, but it was missing the tray, and I don't know, it just didn't do it for me. Well, actually, it's not that it didn't do it for me. I wasn't in that notion at that point. Now I am. I know. Makes no sense. And I'll probably not be in it again. I mean, who knows? But my frittata is looking quite good. And I am going to add my eggs here and see how it does. But what I had done is I had a thing of sausage that I'd gotten from the Food Depot last week. And I thought, well, I'm not going to probably have another chance to do much cooking once work starts, you know, a little bit more seriously. So I thought, well, you might want to do it now. So that's what I'm doing. And I am I am mixing up my eggs with them. I have some kefir that I have been hanging on to for the week. And now I think it's time that I should cook it and use it. I'm going to use it for my scrambled eggs. And I have some of this leftover spinach artichoke dip. And I'm going to mix it all together and make my frittata. That way, nothing goes to waste. That's where I'm at today. I hung out over at the Value City, and I took the dogs for a walk a couple times today. Oh, and it was quite pleasant, I must say. So it was all in all, it was nice. You guys have a good night, and I'll probably talk more in a little while. So, peace.